Well, is Christmas over? Not yet. Until the decorations are out? Well, our department stores tell us that Christmas is over because we've had the after Christmas sales, right? So it must be over. However, the Orthodox Christians and most of the people in England, for them, Christmas has just begun, right? Today is the fourth day of Christmas. Fourth day when the four colubers, the calling birds, or actually they were blackbirds, were given to your loved ones on the fourth day of Christmas. Well, aren't we glad that our forebears who came across the oceans kind of left this old tradition behind, because if we were still very active, we will have 12 days of Christmas and kids begging for toys and gifts every day of Christmas, right? Aren't you kids glad that we're not living in England? Or grandparents glad? Maybe our kids would want to have 12 days of Christmas. You know, we are singing the Christmas carols today, and as we are coming up, I noticed that our lights were off and our wreath were off, because I think in our minds, Christmas was over after December 25th. And I think in our habit, we kind of say, okay, it's over now. However, the real message of Christmas only begins the day after Christmas, doesn't it? The 12 days of Christmas that the English people used to celebrate and the Orthodox across the world celebrate reminds us that the 12 months of the year, and of course the 12 days from Christmas to Epiphany, are real days of celebration when we can really think about what really happened on the Christmas day. See, if someone to ask you, well, tell me something about your life, and you were to show them your own picture when you were 2 months old and stop there, it wouldn't make sense at all. They would want to know, well, what happened when you were 2 years old and when you became a teenager at 12 and when you had your first love at 22 and your first kids at 32 and and you had children, grandchildren at 52 and retired at 62. And you celebrated your 50th at 82. You would want to know all that to find the life of a person. Well, what happens to Jesus after he's born? We will see this baby, but then we kind of forget what happens to him. But just like us, Christmas was just the beginning. And what a beginning he had, because after he was born, he had to escape out of town, out of Bethlehem, to safety in a foreign country, fleeing the land of his birth to a foreign land to be raised for perhaps 10, 15 years until he comes back. Jesus, they say, experienced everything that we have experienced. And I think the story of Jesus reminds us that God knows exactly where we are, each one of us. Hebrews chapter 2 says that God had to become human to show us that God is indeed with us, and that he had to suffer everything in every respect like us, so that we will know that God never leaves us. Jesus begins his life by fleeing for his life, just like many children today who are born in refugee camps, in the urban ghettos, growing up in homes where there is not enough food to eat, fleeing from hunger and greed and violence. Jesus walked our lonely valley, so he's able to walk with us in our lives. Many people in the Bible asks God, God, why aren't you around when there is so much suffering and when there is so much injustice? Where are you? Where are you to be found? How long should we wait for you, God, for you to keep your promise? One thing about Jesus is that when he walked with us, he never pushed people around. He was always around people. He was with them. He accompanied them through their life. But he always realized that people grew up in the way they grew up. It took time for them to become who they were. And so he reminded us that God is exactly like that with us. A man once saw a butterfly trying to escape from his cocoon, and he felt sorry for the cocoon, so he wanted to help it. So he began to breathe on the cocoon, and he seemed to warm up the cocoon, and the butterfly was able to escape it more easily. But what he found was not a butterfly, but a creature with mangled wings. It took the butterfly the struggle to get out of his cocoon for the wings to regain the strength so that he could become a real butterfly that can fly. Jesus walked on this earth. He had to walk it to show us that God too is with us. As we look back on 2013, I'm sure there are many thoughts that race through our heads of what could have been or might have been or should have been. The prophet Habakkuk also lived in a time where there was much turmoil in his land, and the people of God are looking for God's salvation. He also asked, God, how long should we wait for you to show yourself? Where will we know that you are really with us? Yet, as a prophet of faith, he gives us these wonderful words at the end of his writing in Habakkuk 3. Eugene Peterson puts it this way, though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm eaten and the wheat feels stunted, though the sheep pens are without sheep and the cattle barns empty, I am singing joyful songs to God. I am turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God. Counting on God's rule to prevail, I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm king of the mountain. I don't know where you find yourself this morning. Perhaps, like the prophet, you find yourself bankrupt, feeling like nothing has gone right this year. Job, money, family, friendships, relationships, health, even your sports teams. And maybe you find yourself holding on to loneliness and depression and illness, facing a wall that seems so high. What a place to be. Not a place we want to be, yet a place I'm sure all of us have been to. And Jesus says, I too am there with you today. The prophet, having experienced this, comes out of the blue, out of faith, saying, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my deliverance. The Lord God is my strength. He will set my feet like the deer. He will let me walk upon the heights. How can he say that? Where does that come from? Can we really, truly feel that when life isn't going well? Perhaps that is why it is called faith. Perhaps that is why Jesus begins his first days fleeing from a situation of greed and power and violence to safety, to a place where he doesn't know, but with Joseph and Mary trusting that God of his faith, Emmanuel God, will be with him. I pray that in these 12 days of Christmas, you will realize that God's name indeed is Emmanuel, God with us. God is with you. You might feel like God isn't, yet God is there. God will be there. Chris and I had a chance to spend Christmas Day and day after at Yosemite. And at nighttime, by 7 o'clock, it became very dark. So we decided to go out to the valley. When we got to the center of the meadows before the falls, we looked up, and the sky was filled with stars. Amazing. There really were billions and billions of stars. And we thought, why didn't we see that when we were down in the valley? Of course, these are these lights that we were used to, but just like that, isn't it so easy for us to forget the star that shines every day for us to guide us? Isn't it so easy to forget that there are shepherds, people who continue to remind us of the good news that is all around us? And that there are strangers like the Magi always at our doors reminding us that there is something great happening all around us, that God indeed has visited Bethlehem, where we live. Christmas isn't over yet, of course, until you clean up your house, but Christmas is never over because God of Christmas, Emmanuel, is with us and will be with you. May we be able to see the star and hear the angels sing and receive the message that the Magi and the shepherds continue to bring us. Peace be with you, as only the way God can give you. Amen.